have a special guest on the line right now. We've loved him right back to the 1D days. And what about all of these awesome solo hits he's put out? Yeah, I want you, baby, slow hands. Yeah. Like sweat dripping down, not dirty, on the whole world was watching, I'd still dance with you. Drive highways and byways. When you and me, no judgment. You can get that from me. That last one is the new hit, No Judgment.
No Judgment.
We are about to play. We love it. He's just announced an Australian tour as well. Those tickets go on sale for the Nice to Meet You Australian Tour, 2 p.m. March the 2nd at ticketek.com.au.
Niall Horan, welcome back to the show.
Oh, and he's a lovely fellow as well, that Niall Horan fella.
Oh, he's lovely. He's so lovely. Do you know what? I'm. We love your music and we love No Judgment and we can't stop playing it, Niall. And I just have to take up a few of the lyrics with you. Is that okay?
Oh, come on, hit me.
No, just as the female member of a relationship, there's one line in here I just... You know the line, when you say you can slip out in the night, you don't have to give me a warning, there's no judgment.
Mm-hmm.
I just would kind of like to know where you've gone.
Like, what do you mean?
Well, like, are you like?
Well, where are you going,
yeah,
mate?
Yeah, where are you going? I just could my partner leave a note and just say where they're going? Are you saying, Niall, you wouldn't be slightly curious where your woman's gone if she slips out?
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, we know each other. You have to read the rest of the lyrics. It all makes sense if you read the rest of it.
Yeah, there's no judgment.
I'll be judging if you disappear in the middle of the night.
Don't worry. If Niall sleeps out of the bedroom, he can do what he wants. Ooh. How are you, brother?
Yeah. Oh, I'm fantastic. How's it going? What's going on?
Nah, not much. Not much, mate. Obviously, your album's come out, which is great. And you put it out on a little bit of a YouTube, sort of old school weather reporting on a TV. This is what it sounds like.
Oh, yeah, to promote the heartbreak weather.
The heartbreak weather.
This was fun. Niall is a weatherman.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Heartbreak Weather. This crazy little thing they call love isn't black and white after all. Neither is this crazy little thing they call weather. So be sure to exercise your dear patience with hail forecasted this weekend in Dublin, Ohio. And remember, these falling blocks of ice just don't bend the rules. They break your windshield too.
Very creative, mate.
Yeah, that's the kind of guy I am. Ultimate creative.
But it's an excellent accent too. I won't lie. I didn't even know that was you at first. That is very good.
No, yeah, I wanted to do something different. You know, I was just kind of doing it the old-fashioned way. I was like, hey, let's do it. Let's do something fun and get into a studio and wrote down the script and wanted to do something different, kind of Anchorman style and have a bit of a laugh with it. You
bit
know?
Of Ron Burgundy.
In a different way. Ron Burgundy.
Now, mate, last time you were in Australia, you co-hosted The Sunrise, which was amazing, sitting next to Sam.
Yeah.
And then you've also been on Saturday Night Live. Which one's better?
Sunrise, all too long.
Sunrise?
I tell you what, I've never done anything like that before, you know, reading off an autocue and, like, live television and stuff like that. I've never done any of that kind of thing before, but I really enjoyed that, and hopefully I can do it again actually when I come back. I'd love to.
Koshy won't want to hear that.
What's
funny, can co-host this show if you want. I'll have a break.
Niall, I actually once upon a time was the weather presenter on Sunrise, and don't worry, you don't need to comment on that, no one does. But in light of your weather presenting and in honour of your album, Heartbreak Weather, Fev, in fact, has come up with his own segment inspired by you.
He got very creative. He's even done his own jingle, Niall.
I have not.
Do you want to hear Fev's jingle for this new game he's come up with to play with you?
Go on, Fev.
Here we go.
A little bit of extra work. I come in early for this.
Oh, boy.
Hello, this is Brendan Vivola. I'm about to play a game with Niall Horan called Heartbreak Weather Life.
Did you like that?
How does it work?
Mate, that's some of my best work, mate.
Did you get in? 5:45?
five to six I got in. Now, this is Heartbreak Weather, Heartbreak Weather Life. And all you have to do is give me your description of whatever I say to you in the weather.
A forecast.
A forecast. like you did in your little YouTube clip. Do you understand?
Like, for example, the relationship between us and Niall would be fine and sunny, one would hope.
Yeah.
Between this show and Niall.
Well, the way we're going, it could be a little stormy at the moment.
Okay.
Do you understand the game, Niall?
I've got you. Right, go on.
All right. Liam.
Liam?
Yeah.
Oh, the weather is sunny in that relationship.
All right, we'll go Zane.
The weather is stormy.
Ooh. Louie.
Weather is scorching hot.
Hot
for Louie.
And what about your good old mate, Harry?
Weather's great. The weather's always great.
And lucky last, love life.
Oh, that's a grey evening. That's a dark evening. Yeah, let's not bring that one up.
That's dark, stormy, frosty. All right. Well done, Niall Horan. You have played Heartbreak Weather Life.
I don't know if we'll ever hear that or see that game again, Niall. I don't know if that was the hit that he'd hoped.
Weirdly enough, I don't think that's going to engage with too many people.
Hey, don't be like that.
No, remember when you used to be mates?
No.
Niall, thank you so much for joining us. We're loving it. The Nice to Meet You Australian Tour, we can't wait. On sale, 2 p.m. March 2nd. Ticketek.com.au. Get around, Niall, at Rod Laver Arena. And we're loving your new album, Heartbreak Weather. Thank you for joining us.
No, I can't wait to come back. Everybody knows my love for Australia, so I'll see you at the Rod Laver. First of all, I love that arena. I love Melbourne. I love that the weather's going to be good there. I love the golf in Melbourne. Oh, it's going to be unbelievable. What a tour.
When you're back, let's have a hit and let's have a pint, brother.
100%, Fev. See you soon, bud.
See you, mate. There we go. No judgment. Niall Horan right
see
now.
I'm going to take him down in golf. He loves his golf.
He loves his golf?
Loves his golf.
Well, book him in.
Come on, then.
101.9 The Fox. Big story for Victoria today, front page of the Herald Sun. If you are looking to move in the near future, maybe buy a property if you can because it's so expensive, or maybe rent, you might need a second property just for your bins. Going from three bins in some places, because I've got three, to four. So what they've got is household waste, food, garden, and organic products, plastic, metal, and paper recycling, and then this new one is a purple bin, glass recycling.
Right. It's probably the one I use the most.
That's for your bottles.
Bottles of beer.
So, because at the moment, I've got a green one, which is just general waste. Yeah. I've got the blue one with the yellow lid, which is recycling, and then I've got a green one with the orange lid, which is where I put all the grass clippings and stuff.
Mine are all different. I've just got a full green one, a full blue one, which is recycling, and then a green with a light green for the clippings.
So we've got three. But, Fev, honestly, I don't know where I'm going to put a fourth.
No.
Where do you put these bins? It feels like too many bins to me.
They all do the same thing.
Well, this is what we're getting to.
Oh,
and
boy.
Just before I get there, though, another thing that the government have proposed, and
early.
This can't happen.
I'm used to that.
This can't happen. They're saying general waste bin might be picked up fortnightly.
No, thanks.
Like, I've got to be honest, I'm all into it. Our family are doing our best, and we're really conscious on recycling. But you can't have, like, rotting food in that bin for 2 weeks,
no,
can you? Because already I don't have plastic bags to wrap the chicken carcass in when we've had a roast chick, so it's just sitting there.
Yep.
2 weeks of that going in 40-degree weather over summer, what's going to happen? The front yards are going to stink, aren't they? But also they fill up, and as much as we're all trying to be really good, but when you buy products from supermarkets and when you do shop it, you end up with waste. And the bin will overflow in 2 weeks.
My bin overflows all the time in a week, Boxy. But since I've been off Uber Eats, mate, I took the bin out today half empty. I was wrapped with myself.
Well done.
I'm usually filling up everyone else's bins.
That's you doing your bit for the environment. So here's the thing. I honestly believe, and I love it, and so many Melburnians are trying their best for the environment, and I love that it's crossing all age groups. Like, my mum is more vigilant than I am. Like, I think it's really great that we're all... Oh, Pearl's right on it. What are you doing with that piece of plastic? So we're all trying, and we're educating our kids. But
Do you know 12 off the swings? You know 12 plastic bottles can make a pair of thongs? And they do it.
I didn't know that.
There you go. Something
thank you. No thank worries. You for that.
Get back to your little
I
wave.
Forgot where I was.
Nah.
What did I say?
Pearl.
I
sorry,
said.
Sorry, I got lost in thongs.
Hang on.
No, it's recycling.
No,
it's
I know.
It's got something to do with the topic.
We said we were sitting on game-changing
that's
info.
That's right. That's
and I believe
where I was.
We are.
Okay, so Fev, you and I have both been given information, and I'm prepared to say this. A few years ago,
yes.
I was doing a bit of work experience, and I was working with some garbos. And I won't say what part of Melbourne. It was a radio stunt,
okay.
Let's be honest. And I spent a day working as a garbo. And I remember when I was picking up the bin. So I'd say, right, well, when I tip the recycling bin.
This is the best.
Now, the garbo I was working with at the time said to me, well, we just put it all in the same one.
Yeah.
So we were tipping recycling bin and the general waste bin in the same trough. And I said to him, but I don't get it. What's the point?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, the idea is that people are being trained to do the right thing, but we don't necessarily have the backup to put
yeah.
it all in the right places.
This is legitimately massive. So according to this particular garbo, who will remain nameless,
yep.
this whole exercise is a waste of time because it all ends up, regardless of what colour of the rainbow is on top of your bins, it all ends up in the same place. No, this would
and
change
my garbo,
everything.
My garbo, Phil, he come past and I'd... The blue bin was full. We had a party. Filled up with all bottles and wine and alcohol and everything else that was in there. And I said, mate, do you reckon you'd be able to take this bin? Because it's like literally full. Can't go another week because we've got another party like next weekend and we need to get it emptied. He goes, yeah, just chuck it in, mate. He goes, every week, just leave them all out and they all go to the same place. I go, what do you mean? And he goes, literally everything gets dumped in the same place.
So there's two separate sources. One guy whose name isn't Phil, let's protect his identity, and your nameless garbo have
yes.
both said this. This is unbelievable.
So this
his last name's Collins.
Don't.
We're all putting stuff in the right bins. We may get another bin to add to our collection. Forget landscape in your front yard. Just put some concrete down for your bins.
Right.
But we're all doing this.
Yeah.
Now, we would love to hear, I want to make this very clear, we have a voice disguiser. Your anonymity will be protected. No one will know it's you. But if anybody works in waste management or if you're a garbo and you can confirm that it all goes to the one place, because I've heard that it's sort of the politicians are telling us, trying to get us into routines.
Whoa.
So that we do the right thing. But at the back end, they're not ready to do the right thing with all our waste. They're just chucking it all in the same place.
This is massive, Fev.
We need to know this.
I mean, we kind of have jokes about how our garbo's called Phil Collins. This is actually massive.
No, I agree, but I just don't need you going, whoa.
But this is the biggest news story in Melbourne. And
we said it a year ago, but no one cared.
Blown the roof off it.
Not only that, this is great. Can we hear from anybody? With 131060, our phone lines are open.
Okay.
You can be anonymous. No one will know it was you. Are you a garbo? And you know you're putting it all together.
Hopefully Phil calls us.
The lines are open, 131060.
101.9. The Fox.
The Fox.
Front page of the Herald Sun. Victorians face being hit with higher rubbish charges. Fortnightly pickup of their general waste bins. So your general waste might be, as of next year, picked up fortnightly. Gee, that's rough. And four bins. Now we have the general waste bin, the food and garden organic product bin, the plastic and metal paper recycling bin, and the glass recycling. So that's four bins. By the way, the phone's melted down just on that. So a lot of you in Melbourne already have opinions about all the bins. But the conspiracy theory that both Fev and I have been told by garbos was that when they collect the bins, the garbos, they don't actually divide them. So you think one's going off to general waste, one goes off to recycling, but we have both had incidents with garbos who have said, we just put it all in the one place.
Yeah.
Now,
and he said to leave them out both times. And I had the next door neighbour going, mate, that's not blue bin. I said, no, he takes it all. So he started doing it too.
Oh, geez.
So, look, this is interesting. We've got Brett
Vortex.
From Melton on the line because we've said, can we get some clarification on this? Brett, hello.
Is that his real name?
How are you going? Okay.
Good. Brett, you're a garbo.
I am.
Can you shed some light on this? Is this true? Is it a conspiracy?
It's a bit of misinformation. It used to be a lot worse back in the day, but they've come a long way since then, and it's very rarely does it happen anymore.
Okay, so there's been a crackdown. We you're not the only call, Brett. We had a few calls saying they've cracked down on it. So I think when recycling began, maybe they didn't necessarily have the back end to deal with it. But now the crackdown's happened, and that's great to hear. Thank you, Brett. We've got Chris is on the line. Are you there, Chris?
Chris is in Victoria. Yep.
Chris,
he didn't want to disclose exactly where it was.
Can you shed some light on waste and where it's all going?
Okay, so basically, on the 1st of January 2018, China stopped taking the world's rubbish. So all millions of tons of our waste used to go to China. They used to accept it to recycle it.
Mm-hmm.
That stopped. Basically, when that stopped, we've got no facilities or there's really no major recycling facilities here. So the government had to get started on being able to recycle this stuff. So for the last probably 2 years, yes, they've been going in the same place, same rubbish.
According to what your source, so you don't have to name them specifically?
It's a council source.
Yeah, but I have heard that. So we think it's going to recycling, but they don't have anywhere to recycle it. So it just goes in with general waste.
Now, Chris is game changing, but we've got more calls, and I think some of them need the voice disguiser guy. So just have to forgive me while I align the voice disguiser.
You go and do that.
How do they, I watched this story on like A Current Affair about the China not taking our rubbish.
Mm.
How do we not have a facility as a first world country to recycle?
Because it's actually quite hard to make that facility.
Yeah, no, but we can
think of the space we've got in Australia.
There's a lot of space.
It might cost millions to make it. I agree. Yeah, we just probably weren't prepared.
Let's invest in one.
And I think that's the point. I'm not having a crack at the government, but they want us to train us to recycle, but then they don't necessarily have the ability to recycle. Mm. Jess is on the line. This is not your name, Jess, I believe. You're on the voice disguiser. Your husband works for an environmental company. Is that right?
He does. Let's just say it's one of the bigger ones. And, for the past year, we have not recycled properly whatsoever because it all goes to the same place. Like Chris said, that China's no longer taking our rubbish. That is very much true. They're not, and we don't have anywhere to really put it, separate it all. So it's all going to the one place.
So isn't this interesting? Isn't this fact? Like, I feel like it's fine. I believe in the merit of what we're doing, and I believe separating, recycling, and doing everything we can for the environment. But don't you think there should be some transparency? Tell us that you don't have anywhere to go and recycle.
This is unbelievable. This is true, and that's two separate calls of two separate sources, and then the two sources you guys had. This is unbelievable.
Yeah. People are wasting their time.
They probably hate us lifting the lid on this, though, because at the end of the day.
What you've done there.
No, but at the end of the day, they would. I did a joke.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, they would want us to continue these practices. And I imagine at some stage in the future, once they've figured out this debacle where China no longer take our recycling, they're going to have somewhere for us to recycle. So on one hand, I feel like saying to anyone listening, continue the practice. It's important for us to be educated and to recycle. But I do believe there's more to this if waste isn't actually being recycled. Going to the one place.
We're almost doing important radio here. This is not like us at all.
Do you think Four Corners will be interested in this?
101.9 The Fox.
Countdown. Get your stir-fried beef, boy. Cuisine from the east, boy. Join us for a feast down in Chinatown.
I mean, this is the other hot ticket, isn't it? I mean, I know you've got world-famous rooftop gigs, but this is going to be amazing on Thursday morning.
Yeah, we're getting behind our community, our Chinese community in Little Bourke Street. Coronavirus anxiety is meaning that people aren't frequenting. They're not going to restaurants. Staff are being laid off. And the point is it's fine to go to Little Bourke Street. If you're walking through the city, go through, grab lunch today.
Yep.
Go there this weekend and have a meal. Next Thursday, we're going back. We're going to be performing. We don't really perform. We're just talking to microphones. We'll be talking into microphones and doing our radio show from the Crystal Jade restaurant. We're going to be yum-charring away all through the morning. Now, Fev, you are also, firstly, I'll say there'll be a $5,000 fortune cookie if you want to win that. Someone gets a lucky fortune cookie. Come and join us.
Good luck.
But Fev will also be attempting a Guinness World Record.
Yes.
This can be official. The record in question, Fev, is how many dumplings can you consume in 1 minute?
And the answer for that, Fiona, would be 10. And that seems quite easy.
Record.
One every 6 seconds. Yep. My maths right.
Yep.
Can't be hard.
Well,
just down the hatch.
No sauce.
No sauce, no water.
No, they say no water, no sauce.
They didn't say no Vaseline down the throat, though, did they?
What do you hang on? What do you mean?
So I thought, I went home and I thought to myself, because it's your mouth might get a little bit dry.
Yes.
Depending on how much steam comes off the dumpling, because if it's a hot dumpling, the steam might make it a bit more moist.
Get them warm, tepid.
Yeah, but I don't think they're going to be warm. Oh. So I'm just going to swallow a couple with a bit of Vas down my throat so they just slide down.
No, no, stop. How are you planning to put Vaseline down your throat?
Well, I'll get like a cotton bud, like the big cotton buds, put a bit of Vas and just lube your mouth. Straight down. It'll slide down like a water slide.
Yeah, but to actually get Vaseline on your throat, you'll dry, you'll vomit. You can't. The minute you put a cotton
bud. I'm not putting a big chunk. I'm just going to like surface. Like before you have an operation, they put the stuff on.
Just show me this because where are you putting it? Like, yeah, but what, don't you think that's going to, your gag reflex? What, the minute you get the cotton wool bud down there.
Yeah, that's fine.
You're just going to vomit all over it.
I haven't thought that far.
I don't think. I think it'll just slide down. Okay, we're going to Vas his throat up, guys.
Can we look at the ingredients of Vas? I don't think you should be eating it.
Petroleum jelly?
It shouldn't go near.
Don't worry about that.
Vaseline's fine, mate. It's
just petroleum jelly.
Vaseline's been in plenty of places. Don't worry about that.
All right, I think we've heard enough. So there we go. That'll be Fev's World Record Attempt. Please do join us on Thursday morning. Crystal Jade, Little Bourke Street from 6 a.m. The $5,000 up for grabs in the Fortune Cookie, the free Yum Cha breakfast. Matt Preston there live, the Lord Mayor, and Fev. With Vaseline down his
throat. Do you know when the boxers fight and they get like cut open, they put Vas over it.
On the outside of their body.
Yeah, but it goes in. But when the boxer goes to hit, it slides off. So when the dumpling goes down, it's going to slide down.
I have no problem with the concept of the Vaseline. It's how you're going to get it down your throat.
101.9 The Fox.
We play this every Tuesday. The prize is great. $250 Nando's voucher. Now that's legendary. Nando's, gee, you'd be popular on the worksite if you win this.
Oh, wouldn't you just? And we all know this. We have the most talented tradies in the country, Melbourne Victorian tradies. No one does it like you. Now we've got Luke, the bricky from Sunbury. Hey, Luke.
Good, how you going?
Yeah, good, Lukey. What are you going to sing for us?
Today I'm going to perform Tracy Chapman's Last Cast.
This is what I wanted this morning.
Really?
This is the one I wanted this morning. Remember, I'm going the fast car.
No, you were saying the seven
C's. Before then. And remember I said to you, I'll go the fast car song.
That's a reference to our 6:30 request.
God. I'm going to play that tomorrow.
I remember you saying that. Okay.
You weren't listening. We were trying to get Leon.
In any case, Feb loves this song so much, he couldn't quite remember it, but he wanted to play it at 6:30 this morning. So the pressure is on Luke here to deliver.
Good luck, Luke. Off you go.
I haven't had a good track record with Feb recently, but let's see how we can go.
Yeah, okay.
We're gonna fast car. I want a ticket anywhere. Maybe we can make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, I got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me and myself, I got nothing to prove.
Yes, I thought that was fantastic.
Good
effort,
Luke. Chorus.
Well, no, it was a wonderful.
Baby got a fast car.
Yes, a very good effort from Luke.
Drive
I thought.
You round him up.
Good luck, Luke. John, the carpet cleaner from Cranbourne. Welcome to Tradeoke, John.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Oh, now John, you are performing. That's funny. Luke was singing one of Fev's favourite songs. This is one of my all-time favourites from Poison.
Every rose has its thorn. Hair ballad.
Bang.
Just like every night has its dawn.
Brett Michaels, the lead singer of Poison.
Yes.
Brett Michaels, yeah.
What a cowboy. Okay. Sing the same.
I am song.
It's actually for the tradies to sing,
this
guys.
This is so good, John. I can't wait for it. Get into it.
Give it a go.
Good luck, Johnny boy.
We both lie silent and still in the dead of the night. Although we both lie close together, we feel miles apart inside. Was it something I said or something I did? Did my words not come out right? Oh, I tried not to hurt you. Oh, I tried. But I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn.
Yeah.
Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings the sad. say song.
Yeah.
Every rose has its thorn.
Oh, I
good finish, little Johnny.
Oh, well done, John.
Little Johnny.
In Feb's words, clubhouse leader, I
yes,
would have thought.
Yes, now we have a duo, a duet.
15 under.
Concreters from Berwick, Ryan and Corey. Hey, boys.
How you going? Guys?
Yeah, great, Ryan. Corey, what are you going to sing for us?
We're going to sing Ain't No Mountain High Enough by Marvin Gaye.
Ain't no mountain high enough.
We're welcome, duets.
Yes.
I love a duet.
Good luck, guys.
It wasn't even originally recorded as a duet.
No, take it away.
Go, boys.
I'm going to start from the intro here. Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low. Ain't no river wide enough, baby. Ooh, if you need me, call me. No matter where you are, no matter how far. Don't worry, baby. Just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry. Cause baby, there ain't no mountain high enough. There ain't no valley low enough. Ain't no
better than mine.
And there we have a winner.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Well done, boys.
On the call.
Ain't no man.
$250.
Hold the line. That's a Nando's prize. Nando's, that's legendary. A $250 voucher. And that's the sort of creativity we look for in tradio.
You know, we look for anything. If you just want to sing your song,
come on. That would have got everyone up.
That was brilliant.
That was
brilliant.
It returns next.
I like
I think
John.
There was one good singer and one crap singer.
Passenger.
A duo. That's
next
what you do.
Tuesday, Tradioke returns with Fifi, Fev and Byron on The Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, we are doing our chow down in Chinatown this week, of course, because coronavirus anxiety has meant that our Chinese community here in Melbourne, Little Bourke Street, Little Chinatown, they're struggling. They're 80% down on clientele. Restaurant staff are being laid off. And it's not right. We always get behind and we support our local community in need. And we want everybody, if you're going to the CBD, walk down Little Bourke Street, have a dumpling, go to a restaurant. They need your patronage.
Yes,
this Thursday morning, we'll be broadcasting there. You can come and join us for breakfast for the big chow down.
Chow down. Chow down. Chow down. In chow.
What's going to be your go-to first thing Thursday morning? What's your number one dish? Straight up.
Lemon chicken.
Lemon chicken? You're going to have that at 6 in the morning.
Well, are we doing a yum cha though? Aren't we going to get like all dishes across the morning?
Yeah, but you got to be your first go-to.
Well, I think they just dish up. Remember, they come around with a trolley.
Well, that's half their problem.
What do you mean?
Like, if you want a dish, you should get your dish.
Well, that's not a yum cha, though. So we're going to do a yum cha breakfast. You just want more of an a la carte off the menu.
No, I want to order.
We might have to pop you on another table.
But I'm not going to eat because I'm going to be trying to break a world record.
Well, you are.
I'm going to Vaseline my throat.
Yep, so.
I've heard how I'm going
to
do this.
You're right. In 1 minute, Fev is going to try to break a Guinness World Record. The most dumplings consumed by a human being in
10.
A minute. At the moment, it stands at 10.
Which doesn't sound like many.
Will Fev be able to eat more dumplings? The other thing we were thinking, Fev, you know what would be great to add to our morning? So not only are we giving away $5,000 in a fortune cookie, so come and join us, by the way.
You'll be at the Crystal Jade, by the way, on Little Bourke Street from 6.
The wonderful Crystal Jade restaurant. There will be tables. There will be food. Come in and say hi. There will be fortune cookies. One of those fortune cookies will have $5,000 in it. Fev, we're breaking the world record, and we thought it wouldn't be a Chinese restaurant, wouldn't be a yum cha, without Lazy Susans. And we thought, wouldn't it be wonderful to find out if we have any Lazy Susans in Melbourne?
So the thing that spins around on the table that spins your food around is a Lazy Susan.
That is known affectionately as a Lazy Susan. Mm.
So are we going to get a Susan that's lazy and get her on the table and spin her around?
I don't think that. I hope not. But 131060, are you a Lazy Susan?
Well, you want someone called Susan that's lazy to call?
That's essentially, yeah.
Well, and then we invite her as our honorary Lazy Susan.
Come along.
It's genius.
Do you know what? Even just as an experiment, how
you
many Lazy Susans?
May or may
Susans?
Not have fried rice on you.
How many Lazy Susans have we got in Melbourne?
Oh, this is unbelievable.
Okay, I'll put the challenge out there. I bet we don't have one Lazy Susan give us a call.
Okay. Well, they'd have to ring, wouldn't they? And
that
requires effort. Anyway, 131060, we'll see how we go after the break. Of course, just a reminder, there is a Facebook event set up for all the details. Thursday morning, it's our Chow Down in Chinatown on The Fox.
Chow? I don't.
Good idea, he's self-edited.
101.9 The Fox.
It's going to be a big morning this Thursday on the show.
Chow Down, get your stir-fried beef, boy. Cruising from the east, boy. Join us for a feast down in Chinatown.
Getting behind Chinatown and all Chinese restaurants in Melbourne. Don't neglect your Chinese restaurant because of these coronavirus concerns. There is no link. It is perfectly safe to go to Chinatown. We'll be at the Crystal Jade on Little Bourke Street this Thursday from 6 a.m. Free yum cha breakfast and $5,000 up for grabs and a fortune cookie.
Yeah, and we just said because of the wonderful table setting at a Chinese restaurant where you have that spinning device in the centre, which is affectionately referred to as a Lazy Susan, we just said 131060. Do you have any Lazy Susans listening? And we might have a Lazy Susan from Hillside on the line. Are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you guys?
Susan, we're great.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you're up. It's 10 to 8.
Hey. Yeah. Well, that's negotiable too, really.
How lazy are you, Susan?
Okay, well, there's a few things. I make my husband, I don't cook dinner, so my husband cooks every night.
Well played.
And he cooks lovely meals, like Jamie Oliver meals for us. Last night was a beautiful two-course meal, so it was really lovely. But also on the weekends, I love to take a nap. So from about 1 till 3 every weekend, I have a bit of a sleep in. So,
do you work?
Yes, I do. I work full time.
Oh, there we go.
Do you nap at work?
No, definitely not. And I hope no one's listening from work.
Do you do any work at work?
Oh, I do, definitely. I work extremely hard. So,
Susan, for the 2-hour nap on a Saturday, letting your husband cook while you sit on the couch.
Beautiful.
Well played. You are officially Melbourne's laziest Susan. We love it having you on the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
If Susan's lazy, God, I don't know what I am, because I get home at 10 o'clock every day and I nap every day.
If they were called Lazy Fabs, we would have just had a chat with
them.
That's The Fox. 101.9
The Fox.
The Fox.
The woman responsible for our incredible music here at The Fox that is going off at the moment is the wonderful Kiri. Now, Kiri joins us on the line. Are you there, Kiri?
Yes, hello.
Kiri, this is first time on the show, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, actually.
Welcome.
That's great.
Big Welcome. Round of applause Welcome. For programming the music and Melbourne, tip your hat to Kiri. Now, this
bit
is the bit where we've complimented you, Kiri. Now we are going to have to talk about something that was revealed to us yesterday, and it's in regard to geography.
Mm-hmm.
You know where I'm going.
Yeah, I have. Yes, yeah.
Okay, so Kiri, let's talk about where you thought Tasmania was in relation to the mainland of Australia and what your misunderstanding was.
Okay, I know Tasmania is at the bottom of Australia, but I did ask Mando, our boss, if you could drive to Tasmania.
And see, Kiri, Mando said that to
Spirit
me, yeah, I jumped to your defence quickly and said, oh, well, Kiri must have meant, do you drive the car onto the Spirit of Tasmania? When it gets there, you drive it off. But Mad Mando seemed to think, no, you thought Tasmania was joined to the mainland.
Yeah, I did. Yep, I do know you can put the car onto the boat. I knew that. And I also knew you could fly, and I just thought people chose to fly because they didn't want to drive those so many hours to get there. I actually literally thought you could jump in your car, not with the boat, and just drive to Tasmania.
Not with the boat.
So you thought a boat's an option, but most people are going just drive. Did you think there was a bridge? Did you know about Bass Strait?
I wish I could say I did, but I'm really bad at geography. And I listen to your Alpha Bucks questions and you guys go, do a country, do a continent, do a city starting with this. And I'm just like, nah, I'm out, pass.
Okay, right. Where are you from?
Pardon?
Where are you from?
Sydney.
Yeah, that explains everything.
So did you think, I'm not done here. So did you think the land, did you think Tasmania was like...
There was a Melbourne Hobart Bridge.
That you just keep driving, you get there, or did you know that there was water between?
She wouldn't know where Tarragon was, mate.
I know, but
this is where it sounds so dumb. I just didn't think. I know that there's water between it, but I just thought there was some type
She thought there was a bridge.
Okay, no, Melbourne to Hobart. You knew Tasmania was an island.
Yes.
Okay. Well, no, I feel a bit more relieved. I'm not going to lie. I feel a bit more relieved. So
are we confident that she's running our music?
I don't know.
Music?
No. A lot of
okay. Well, Kiri, the fact that you thought there was a bridge to Tasmania, yeah, that's dubious, and that maybe needs to be. Maybe we need to invest in buying you an atlas. But I still, it's fascinating. See, these are things that you assume your mates know. And Kiri, in light of you coming on the show and confessing to that, we thank you. We hope you have a good day ahead, but you might be constantly bullied in the office because of that. And that's our sincerest apology. But 131060, what didn't your friend know? Like, if you can relate to that conversation we just had with Kiri.
I reckon you could relate a bit.
Fair, you know lots. Oh. You do. There are some things.
I don't know where the Grand Canyon is. That's
No, that was a fair misunderstanding.
Leon didn't get it because he was asleep.
Yeah, that was during this
quiz
at 20
past 6. There was something you didn't know yesterday, though, that did floor me. I'm trying to think. Okay. What didn't you know something? I'll think about what that is and come back after this.
131060. What didn't your friend know? Look, I don't like to do this to my girlfriend, Fief, because her knowledge in every other area is excellent, but for Shalek's geography, not her strong suit.
Yeah.
She thought Kenya was in Europe.
No, she didn't.
She did. She thought Kenya was in Europe. Mm. Sometimes people, they just don't go well in
Why
certain
did you
areas.
Stomp your feet?
I know, but what? Hang on, I just, because I need to think about this. Didn't know Kenya was in Africa. I just don't want to be disappointed in your girlfriend. We've got a new relationship, but that's
for
stunning.
Some people, like the smartest people in the world, don't know obvious things. It's just how you're just wired.
Okay.
Let's not judge.
131060 is the number. We've got a full board of calls ready to go here. We'll come back to them.
1019 The Fox.
131060 is the number. Fifi, sometimes it's surprising what people don't know.
Yeah, Kiri, who we work here at the Fox with, honestly thought that Tasmania, there was a bridge to Tasmania, so you could drive your car over the bridge and get there.
Right.
That's stunning. But sometimes you're very surprised by the things your friends don't know. Right. And you just go, I just assumed everyone knew that. Now, Nicole is in Hoppers Crossing. Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
Nicole, what were you surprised your friend didn't know?
A few of my friends actually thought that you needed a passport to get across to Tasmania.
Oh, now, these calls don't have to relate to Tasmania, by the way.
So many misconceptions about Tasmania.
Well, it's not really part of Australia, is it?
It's, yes.
It's not, because it's not part of it.
Well, it's an island. Yeah, Phillip Island's part of Australia.
It's not part of it.
Hamilton Island?
It's not part
Fraser.
Of it.
Fraser. Whitsundays. None of it.
It's one of the states of Australia, Brendan, and you know that.
But those islands are in the Australia, in the thingo, but that's off. It's actually off Australia.
No, you're very, it could be its very own nation.
Yeah, if it
you're
just drifted off with climate change.
We could do a deal with New Zealand and give it to them.
Yeah, because it'll float down there eventually.
Might. Okay. Jess in Eltham, hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. What were you surprised your friend didn't know?
Thought that to make scrambled eggs, you've got to hard boil the egg and then mash it up.
I mean, hang on. That's not bad. Like, I might have thought that too.
Yeah, I reckon. Yeah.
Like that's...
It's not too bad.
Like, I know that's not how you make scrambled eggs.
It's a lot of effort.
I'm not going to lie, I don't really make scrambled eggs, but it sounds pretty right.
But when
you
have your egg here on that boiled egg, that's sort of scrambled.
If I mash it up with a fork, it looks scrambled.
We don't go into Tassie, do we?
Well, our podcasting, yeah.
Oh, it's lost a few.
A few gigs in Tassie.
Ben, thanks, Jess. Ben in Carrum Downs. What didn't your partner know?
She didn't know that animals came from the wild.
What?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Well, we went on a camping trip, and obviously the signs beware of crossings with, like, animals, koalas, echidnas, etc. Thought she was having a lend of me, and believe it, that was a joke. She was giggling at them. I was laughing, you know, why? She goes, well, they all come from zoos, you know. Why are they putting that up? Is that where they originated from or something? Some way, no. It wasn't until we nearly ran over an echidna and I pulled over and she was like, oh, okay.
That is, like, if you think about it, you know, we took all the animals from the wild and put them in the zoo.
Right.
But why wouldn't Ben's girlfriend think they all came out of the zoo?
Noah had them first.
Yeah. Well, they came on the ark.
They came on the ark.
Two by two.
I had Google straight after it asking, like, Google all these questions about all these animals and so forth. And I had to pull over. I was in hysterics because I was like, you're being serious, aren't you? She's like, yes.
And you're still together?
Yeah.
Excellent. No.
When Noah's boat broke, that's how all the animals.
Okay, thank you, Fev.
Distributed
well,
to the world.
They would have sunk, didn't they?
No, they can swim.
Where did Noah go with that ark?
It's the fox.
He went to the Blue Sea. 1019,
the fox. Here is a moment in the show we love when you really want to get something off your chest, guys.
Enough is enough is enough. You need to stop. I can't put up with this.
Enough's enough. Come on.
Okay, and this is a real shame because this involves one of the world's greatest music icons.
Oh.
And I've had it. Enough's enough. I'm done. Madonna.
Oh.
It's over.
Wow.
Madonna, my very first cassette when I was about 5 was Like a Virgin, which is an interesting choice by my parents when I think about
something?
It.
What was that,
no,
60s?
Mum will hate that. I think I was about 10
right. And
I got that cassette for Christmas.
Still inappropriate.
Thank you, Santa. But I've loved Madonna my whole life and I can't believe I'm saying this,
wow. But
I've had it. She has just performed in Paris yesterday. She was 3 hours late to the stage.
What?
Her fans have gone crazy. Her fans are furious. 3 hours late. And I'm well placed to be feeling this about Madonna because I have been such a huge fan of hers. And when she was out here in 2015, Byron and I went to see her. Now, she was supposed to go on, wait for it, 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. We're doing breakfast radio.
Yep.
We get up at 4:30. 8 p.m. Byron and I went into the forum. We sat at the pub across the road. She went on stage at 3 a.m.
Wow,
we waited 7 hours. Can you? I still can't believe
she
did that.
What was she doing?
She was doing was a bizarre show dressed as a clown. I mean, the whole thing was weird.
I've had enough of? It's so disrespectful. And I'm saying that as one of her fans. I waited for 7 hours. I had an 18-month-old baby at home. I have a job where I get up at 4. We didn't even get to sleep, Byron.
Enough's enough. Come on.
Yeah. And you know what? And it's her attitude. It's her filthy, stinking attitude.
Whoa.
Remember when she said this a few weeks ago?
Here's something that you all need to understand, and that is that a queen is never late.
No, you were late, and I'm a fan.
Was that Leon?
No, I get it because he was late today. Elton John. Now, I want to tip my hat to that man. On Saturday night at Amy Park, I was sitting there. It was about 1:58. I nearly thought I'd go out for a toilet break because he said he's coming on at 8. He's not going to come on at 8. Elton was on the stage at 8. He didn't even have a fanfare. He got on at 8 sharp. That's how you do it, Madonna.
Punctuation.
Punctuality.
Yeah, that's a word.
Very different to punctuation.
1019, The Fox.
Let's talk about vegans.
Oh, no.
Those militant vegans.
Oh, no.
But not all vegans are bad.
No, not all vegans are bad. We love vegans. Fev and I have given it a crack. We tried to be vegan. It's very hard at first. But I'm going to say this. Guys, I think the dam has broken.
Mm.
The unthinkable has happened in the world of veganism. 4 and 20 in March are releasing a vegan meat pie. Well, that doesn't make sense. It's just a vegan pie.
Yeah.
It's not got no meat. This is, I mean, if 4 and 20, you know, because I've been watching, if you just look around you, drumsticks and Cornettos are coming out vegan. Vegans are creeping in everywhere. But once you've turned 4 and 20 vegan, guys, I think game's over. We're all in trouble here. Hungry Jack's have got their plant-based
burger. I had that yesterday with my vegetarian girlfriend. Fev loves that one as well.
Yeah, that actually is a nice burger.
How is that not meat?
It doesn't taste, it tastes like a normal burger. But 4 and 20, 6 months. Go on.
Okay, Feb, you've called it. So there's...
The whole company.
Oh, you think it's going to fall
over? It's going to take a month. No one's buying a vegan pie. Like, seriously, vegans aren't going to buy that. Because what's the point?
Do you think...
what's the point?
Do you know what I think, though? So many people are turning vegan. Meat lovers are becoming vegans.
Yeah, and
I agree with that.
You said there's nothing in there. What's in there?
Okay, they've taken 8 months to complete this and perfect it. What's in it? I'm just reading the article. I don't think they're prepared to reveal that. And I don't blame them.
This could be a problem.
This is a disaster.
Well, you never
what
know.
Is there? Plants in there?
Patties might be listening. Like a veggie? I don't want to give away anything. But this is the thing, though, Bev, because it's for people like me who like meat. The minute you start turning the food we love, like I love a meat pie, and I can't imagine a world without a meat pie with sauce.
Right.
So now that there is an option that is possibly not meat, but it's vegetable based, well, then I might give up meat. But big test will be,
how do you eat your meat
what
pie?
What does this taste like?
Boxy.
With a knife and fork.
Do you? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I eat it with a spoon. I rip off the top of the pastry, eat the meat out with sauce, and then eat the pastry.
You're doing that at the G?
I don't eat pies at the G. I've never eaten a pie at the footy because I don't really go to the footy.
No.
And when I don't eat pies.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've never really eaten a pie at the footy.
Yeah. I wonder if we could get these and maybe taste them. I'm surprised 420 didn't run them by us first. We're such advocates for veganism.
I remember when Fief pledged to be a vegan and she lasted 2.5 days.
It's a good effort.
After 8 o'clock, this is unbelievable. We feel that as a show, we are potentially sitting on information which will change the way Melbourne functions. And you think, oh, you're just being dramatic so that we all keep listening. No. Deadly serious. If we believe what is happening is actually happening and we're looking to get confirmation after 8 o'clock, this will change the way Melbourne operates.
Absolutely.
We're not overstating it. We'll get to it after the news. The
vegans will be upset.
101.9 The Fox.
Oh, dear. I have an email in my hand from my mum. Now, this is an email, Fev, that Pearl...
That she's sent to you?
No, Leon. Leon Shergren, our executive producer, got an email from my mum who's been listening to the show.
Is that quite scary?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. I wonder if Pearl knows he was late today.
To be fair, she actually called me first and asked my email. That was even more terrifying.
Oh, gosh, okay.
Why is she suddenly so hands-on? I feel like she's gone missing for a couple of years in terms of show feedback.
It's because we're all humming.
Well, she stepped in because she thinks the wheels are falling off.
Mom's come to help.
I don't know if we need Mrs. Box.
I think we do. I'm not even going to lie to you. I should give you a peek behind the curtain. Remember I said we should do something for Chinatown and get behind Chinatown?
Mm. That was her idea.
Pearl's idea.
Yeah, you
Pearl is really responsible for Chinatown in China.
Did she create Alpha Box?
No.
Okay, just
here we go. This is her email. Hi, Leon. I've just had a few thoughts on the show.
Oh.
As you are making changes, I don't know what I think this might have been because of Mad Mando trying to get rid of Alpha Bucks.
Yes, yes, yes.
And are you smarter than? Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Well, she's invested.
Are you smarter than?
Yeah.
Oh, she is, isn't she, Fev? As you are making changes, I am thinking you should get rid of the canned clapping. What's that about? 4 exclamation marks.
Thank you, Pearl.
I mean, this is at Byron, really.
Oh, that's amazing.
Who thought that was a good idea?
Byron.
Well, what's next? Canned laughter? 4 exclamation marks.
I'll just look for some. That's actually a really good idea.
I mean, this is all at you, actually, Byron. If Pearl's having a shot at anyone in the team, you're under fire.
As soon as you said you weren't going to marry her daughter.
Yep.
There was that awkward conversation many years ago.
Can I point out, and if Mum's listening, you can't even find canned laughter. And while you're at it, now this is the bit I could
and
do.
And while you're at it, it's just what she put.
What else, Pearl?
It's amazing.
And while
what about shorter emails so we can get to the news, Pearl?
And while you're at it, can you get Fifi to limit the number of times she says absolutely?
Oh.
She said it's her go-to word when she agrees with you, and she emphasizes every syllable. She needs a new word. Enough is enough. Come on.
Whoa, that's a reference to another segment that we do.
Enough is enough.
Thanks, Pearl. You're sincerely.
So I'm going all right then?
You're fine.
Thanks, Pearl.